Well, 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 if it ain't the ugly boys over man to man about the shoot, the shit with you. Come on now. We create a conversation between the modern day dating world, a little bit of couch discussions, a little bit of basketball. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the hoop star, Nash.
Hoop star, what's good, man? How are that? We're rocking that AJ Brown jersey on this fine Sunday. But before we get into that, shout out to our Dash listeners. We're on the Nothing But Net, all things basketball. And today's episode of Man to Man is brought to you by Zenvo Watches. Zenvo has created one of the most unique watch faces in the world with their signature blade collection. Watch out. It's a beautiful, sleek design with dozens of different colorways to choose from. A perfect accessory for a night out or a used everyday design piece. Zenvo's blade is a must-have in your watch collection. Go to their website today, Zinvo Watches. That's ZINVOWatches.com. Snag a piece before it's mother effing too late and use that promo code MTM20 at the checkout. That's MTM20 at the checkout.
One of those three will work. I would go with a watch. Every time I go out, I got to get a watch on. And like you said, some of my watches, two of my watches that I wear, don't even fucking work because it doesn't matter. I don't use that to tell time. It's for style. Watches are for style. Zenvo, they got the best styles out there. And they're affordable too. They're you know, not your cheap watch, you know, that might break if you go out. They're not your overly expensive watches. Hey, anyway, you get 20% off with our code. So why not just go get you a nice little timepiece, as they say, right?
Go hit that little checkout, man. We love it, man. Anyways, Hoop. We're good. So we missed our last episode last week because we're in this off season. So we kind of go every other week with this thing, man. But 2 weeks ago, we had the mother effing boys from behind the scenes on. Shout out to Griff. He does our little TikToks. He edits all the vlogs for us and everything. Shout out to JP, Clemson grad. We got him on the team. Smart kid. He should probably just run the whole show himself. We're going to have those guys back on at the very end of this episode. Play some more trivia, some more face morphs. Liam, I thought it'd be funny if me and you had a face morph because that would look like the ugliest baby of the entire lifetime here. But I'll tell you what, we're going to get right back into it. We're excited to have you guys on once again. And everyone listening out there, happy Sunday. We got some football. We are Tennessee Titans fans, so it ain't looking too hot for the effing boys right now. Taylor wants to stick to football, my guy. It is football season now. So, Hoop Star, my guy. Fiji water is sitting right next to me on the desk. Almost drank it. Forgot I pissed in it last weekend. Got to clean the room, man. Got to do some laundry. Had some scary hours last weekend. Didn't go out last night because I know the boys had to record before the little titties game. Friday night, I think I got scared again and, you know, thought about that membership, that banana bag membership, $69 a month for. Not one, but 6 months. I said I'm a mother effing degen if I do that. Don't know what you've been up to, man. It's almost month 10 out of 12. Basketball's coming up here in like 30 days. I don't know. We're just watching a lot of football right now. Go Vols. We're getting fucking cooked 1 week, and then we're cooking somebody else the next. You kind of just talk to me, man. You know me. I'm living that Nashville live lifestyle, dude. So what you got going on in Indy? Tell me about your life. Tell me about the girl problems. We don't even talk to ladies. What's going on, dude?
I don't think you're going to get off the hook after you wanted to go on a little spiel talking about you got pissed next to your bed and you thought I was just going to let you get off the hook for that.
What a little bitty piss, man.
What? See, this is the thing that you do that I still will never find out why you do this, but why your bathroom is not more than 4 more feet past where you get up. You just like pissing in bottles.
I get lazy, man. You know, and I had this thing in college too where I just thought it was funny to piss in all the college bar sinks. It's funny, dude. You know, I go to Jimmy John's at 3 a.m. on the strip. And Jimmy John's, the whole floor got a lot of piss on it. And shout out to the Jimmy John's workers. I tipped them very well. You know, it's very lucrative. Had to piss in the sink, man. Piss in all the sinks, man. Water bottle right here. I'm going to piss in it. All I need to do is just get up. 1-2 with the legs, piss in the Fiji, make sure I don't drink it the next day, then toss it out. I'm not even tossing it out in any of the sinks. I'm just tossing it out for the squirrels and raccoons.
That's just wild to me. Wow. I mean, you live
everyone's got that guilty pleasure, man.
That's I don't even think that's a guilty pleasure. That's just a fucked up pleasure that you have.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, people, if you haven't pissed in a bottle, I mean, you're lying if you haven't pissed in a bottle.
Yeah, but I don't make it. It's not like a thing I look forward to. I ain't doing that.
I'm making it a thing, dude. I'm just saying when I'm a little slizzlammered and I'm just saying, hello, here's the bottle. It's empty.
Okay. Well, I just hope you don't start drinking it one day and you real thirsty and you were like, damn, that shit tastes kind of good. Actually, let me go ahead and finish that.
I guess now we know the real reason why you don't want to live with me, man. So the truth comes out one way or another. So that's what I'm doing. And nothing else really exciting here. You know what I'm saying? We got some, we got a little bit of exciting things going on with the pod. Couple more networks and yada yada that we might present to you. I guess we gotta say we're 2 weeks away from one of the coolest weeks/days. We're there for three nights, 4 days of this year at least for the brand, as we're going out to Dash Radio to record, man. So we've been prepping for this, and I guess we're in studio number two. They said, oh, fuck, no. The man-to-man boys are coming to Dash Radio. Put them in the smallest one. I said, that's fine. We'll work our way up. Okay. But, yeah, we're going out to Dash. Little La Brea action is where we're staying. I've been talking to some people that are out there from California, and they're like, oh, La Brea is a cool place. They got the tar pits. I don't know if you've heard about this. Tar pits is like a museum that way back in the day, there was a bunch of tar growing up from the ground, and these elephants and historic, you know, animals were getting stuck in. You heard about this?
No, I haven't. What the fuck are you talking about?
A bunch of museums out there, man. Heard Central LA is a little bit dirty, but, you know, we like a little dirty Sanchez every now and then. We'll be in Sunset and West Hollywood area, so we're excited. October 5th is when we will officially be in studio at Dash. We got the vlog kit ready, dude. We ready to rock it. Still working on what we're going to talk about, but we'll probably just talk about LA and Nashville, man. Two almost very similar cities, but at the same time, there's Instagram models that are a little bit more prevalent out there. And, you know, we're in the South. So I'm kind of excited to shit on my city as much as I can.
This is your like first legit stay in LA. I know you went out to San Diego. You got some friends that, you know, grew up with that moved out there. And you went to go, I mean, you went to Staples and downtown LA, but you haven't actually stayed for multiple days in LA. Is that correct?
Yeah, I haven't stayed, man. Last time I was in LA, I went to MJ's crib, Michael Jackson's crib, where he OD'd at. One of our friends two of our best friends live in San Diego. And then we took a Friday night down to Beverly, where one of our other friends lives. She might be an Instagram model. No judge there. Smashing some dude that's like 50 years old that lives in MJ's crib. So I'm excited to talk about that experience on that particular episode because that was a fucking nightmare. I got kicked out of the crib, you know what I'm saying? Because I asked this old guy, what year did he graduate college? I was hammered, man. He had a bunch of Clemson Orange in his bar room. Same bar room Michael Jackson probably had his bar room in. And I said, man, what? I said, Tennessee would cook y'all, dude. Well, I'm on a clip of Coors, and he's got, like, thousands of dollars behind him at the bar. So what year did you graduate, dude? He said, yeah, you can get the fuck out of my house. I said, I'll see my way out. So, we'll talk about that, man. That experience was fun for me. But nonetheless, we're excited.
We're bringing on Griff. Griff's going to come with us, do a bunch of filming, getting all the behind the scenes. So we'll have a couple of videos come out of our actual trip out there, and then you'll get some behind the scenes kind of just fill in information of what we're actually doing besides just recording at Dash. I think that's the biggest thing. We're going to try to get a lot of content or as much as we can, at least, right?
When I think, we're out there. And one of the behind the scenes is like, you guys catch me pissing in a bottle. Like that.
And that's no doubt. And that's the thing I'm going to tell Griff, just start recording everything. Okay. It doesn't matter what we're doing. Just do it because you get us two together. There's some wild shit that's going to happen no matter what. It's just, that's our lifestyle. That's how we live. More so you getting wild and me just acting the fool because I know you already wild. So
I had this one video the last time you came to Nashville and I think we went out or something stupid. And you're filming me in the kitchen area. Lights are completely dark. I'm opening both kitchen doors. Refrigerator doors. And I'm just dancing. You're like, why the fuck am I friends with this guy? I pull out a little Teddy Brewski for the boys. He said, oh, yeah, I remember now. So anyways, we're excited for that. Let's get into the episode, man. The people want to hear some stuff, dude. They want to hear some slang. I feel like I'm a little bit more free now. There's a little weird stuff that was going on the past couple of weeks for me. Glad to just be back on the episode, man. I feel good. I feel free. And, you know, got love for everybody, man, but things don't work out. So we're in a right time in our lives where shit. We still got to keep it pushing. Everyone's always like, man, I need this. I need that. Fucking relax, dude. You got some time. Just take care of yourself and keep grinding on what you're doing, man.
So this is one of the things I'm glad this kind of leads into one of the questions that I have for you. And now that you say you're a little more free and open, you can maybe explain yourself, maybe not explain yourself, but give me some information on this. I want to start with what is your preference in terms of how aggressive a girl is when you first meet her and in the first couple of dates? Because one of the things that is kind of like the social aspect is the guy is always trying to be, you know, it's more of the guy chasing the girl kind of idea. And he has to show the girl that he's, you know, a gentleman and he likes to have fun and show the interest. But how aggressive does the girl have to be? Because I think should be almost 50-50 in terms of the girl has to show me some stuff. You can look good and all that, and you have a nice face and I could take you out. But if you don't have a good personality or show me that you have a good personality, I'm on to the next, you know? So I was going to get your take about this now that, because I know your personality and you're really up forth and you're kind of an outgoing person when you meet somebody. How much is that needed to be reciprocated in terms of from the girl's side showing you something?
Sure. That's a great question, man. For everyone's different. I think for me, you're saying I don't change the way that I act or the way that I talk when I'm going out with a chick or if I'm getting coffee with somebody. I need it back, though. I need that same energy. I feel like when someone's going out there looking for that whatever, and you might not even be looking for that whatever, you know what I'm saying? You're just going out with a friend. You got to match the energy, man. I'm coming correct here. We getting some coffee. I'm making some slang and bang jokes. First, you just got to understand my humor without even kind of knowing me, because I'm not going to lay back and be like, you know, super cool and just not myself, because If you find me and on the first date or whatever, and you understand my jokes, bang, instant connect. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I can tell that it's like, okay, you're going to match my energy. And can you keep up with the weird part of me? And if you can, then it's a rare, weird match. The previous people that I've been with have done that to the point where it's like, okay, Andy, you're too fucking weird, dude. After like a year, I don't know if I can deal with the weirdness, but when it comes to dating and just going out, for me personally, you just got to match the energy. My humor is so bad that it's a little bit funny. And so you just got to understand where I'm coming from. I'm going to make some really mother effing bad jokes, man. I do it with my friends all the time. I get that awkward silence. If you can match that, you can keep up with that. And a lot of people don't really like that. But if you can like it, man, then hey, let's kiss a little bit on the cheek.
How aggressive, though, does the girl have to show you that, you know, maybe she gives you a chuckle. How much is she's got to show you?
You got to come back with that energy, whatever it is, man. It's hot when you're talking about aggressiveness. Before we get to the whole licking ears and everything else, I got to say something. I like a girl that has like sarcasm to her and like humor and jokes. So if I'm saying something, say something back. Don't even laugh at my joke because that shit's not funny. Come correct with something else. You know what I'm saying? Come back with me. And then I'm like, oh, shit. So that's what I'm attracted to, man. I don't like anybody that's dull. And you can be shy. Yes, I've been on dates where people have been very shy. And
so that's kind of the second part of this portion. How long do you have to wait say you are, the girl is kind of reserved and she doesn't want to open up too much too quick. Cause I think that's a big thing for girls is how long do I have to wait to actually A, not even just feel comfortable, but B, like feel comfortable enough to start showing her like true self. How long does that take for you? Because some girls, I feel like that's some of their problem. They take so damn long, because I'm with you. They take so damn long to get to know and feel like they're comfortable enough that they're so dull in that first couple of days, first couple of times we hanging out. I'm like, I don't know if I'm with it.
I tell you what the trick is right now. You get them on a little pumpkin spice latte, they're going to be going nuts. But I mean, I'm just talking out of my personal perspective and, you know, past experiences. I think just in general, if you're going to, by the way, dating is so non-existent wherever you are right now. If you're our age, no one's really doing it because a lot of people are just trying to do their own thing. But I guess in general, if you're trying to go out with a chick, it's got to be casual. It's got to be chill. You know, neither or is trying to outdo the other. You know, show off money, whatever you're doing. Just make it chill, man. Make it casual. If you feel that connection, then shit, let's hang out again, man.
So what if she's shy and dull the first, say, two times you hang out with her?
Sayonara, dude.
So you're not giving her a third one because she's too...
I ain't giving her... Man, if she's dull, then see it, dude.
What if she's shy, though? She doesn't want to...
Well, I'm just different. For me, it's just I can't deal with a shy girl, man. You got to keep up or you got to be a lot better than me because it's very easy to be a lot better than me. You know, my IQ, I need to read a book or two every now and then. I haven't read a book in about 2 summers. So the girl's either going to be dull and then you're going to say, all right, this ain't working. The plastic is not going to be continued to get used. Or, you know, the girl's just like too hot for herself, you know, insecurity, social media nowadays. They're just like, oh yeah, take me out. And then I'll see what's up. It's like, damn, I ain't going to do that either. So talking about aggressive, I don't even know. That's just for me. I don't know about you. You got to match my energy and you got to come correct.
Yeah. And I think it's you said a good in terms of, you know, kind of first date or first couple of times you hang out, if that's going to be the same energy. I like that word. If you guys control the same energy on some things and how
I give you a recent example, man. Like this one chick, she, you know, I was saying what's up to her and whatnot. And the worst thing that a girl can really say to you is that you say, hey, what's up? And she just says, I'm not interested. And it's like, yeah, me neither, bitch. I was just saying, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, I've gotten that a couple times. And I'm like, it is broad daylight out. I'm not even bootying you right now at 3 a.m. And then I said, you know, me neither. I'm just saying, what's up? I'm a friendly person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then later on, you know, later this last week or whatever, whenever it was, asking for coffee, man, asking to go get coffee. I didn't answer. Calls me, says, hey, do you want to go get coffee next week? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Do I go get coffee or do, like, what's the motive there? Because I'm down to be friends with the other, you know, opposite gender. But at the same time, Hoop, I was kind of thinking about it recently. I don't know if I can have that many friends as the opposite gender right now, because what the fuck's the point, dude?
That I would have sent her the message, I'm not interested. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not interested in the coffee. Yeah, like, are you paying? You gonna ask me if I want coffee? I was just saying, hey, what's up? Not interested. I'll say, yeah, me neither. Just being friendly. At the same time, I'm fucking very interested. And see, that's the thing, man. She let me slide my number to her. And she was like, oh, that's what's up. Cool, I'm new here. Let's hang out, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, man. It is what it is. Girls, you fucking wild, man. That's a crazy story, man. Nah, I don't have that many crazy stories, man. A couple of girls from Boston came in to where I work at today. Man, this is the worst, man. This is the fucking worst, man. A couple of ladies from Boston came in. They're going out. I end up going out with them the whole night. This chick is just flirting back with me, and she's like,
oh, I'm single, like to her sister. Oh, I'm single. I said, girl, I just stalked your Instagram 20 minutes ago. You've had a dude for like 2 years.
That's just, see, this is the thing. That's fucked up. When girls go to Nashville, and we both noticed, it doesn't matter what your status is. Everybody's on the market, man. Single or not.
Man, I felt so bad for that guy, man. He had no idea what was going on. And of course, after the trip, you know what she's saying.
Oh, I got a boyfriend.
No. Oh man, I really want to move here, man.
I feel like
you want to move here, man.
Every girl after they go to Nashville, they're like, man, I wish I could move here. And then
gotta move here, man.
And then when the scenario gets brought up of, hey, let's go to Nashville, I'm about to move. I can't. I can't do that.
I tell you what, man. Like that Friday night ended up, you know, Virgin Hotel. So we ended up hanging at Virgin Hotel nightcap, right? I got work at 10:30 in the morning, man. And I tell you what, last week I had the same scenario go on, where I was up on that Friday night at like 3 or 4 o'clock. I ended up paying one of my coworkers $50 to just take my shift. She somehow answered at 3 or 4 in the morning. I said, I can't do that again, dude. So it's funny, man. I almost felt like I was in a state of like, I need to go to rehab at this point, because I walk out of the Virgin at like 4 a.m. My car is parked behind Kung Fu in Midtown, you know, that strip of bars right there.
Oh, yeah.
I picture this. I am the only one walking down that damn street at 4 a.m. and it's a ghost town, walking to my car, knowing damn well I just partied and I got work at 10:30 in the morning. Let's cue Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, because that's what I felt like, my man. So that's just another thing, man. We all got those guilty pleasures, going out, partying, drinking a little something, something. Gotta relax, man. Gotta relax. So that's about it for me, dude. But yeah. The whole question led to a whole nother thing. Yeah, you don't even gotta respond, man.
No, I mean, hey, everybody's been there at least once, walking down a road, you know, late night, alone. Shit just didn't go your way or something like that.
You know, my hands held out, acting like I'm holding another hand because I'm like that depressed, man.
You know, I don't know about all that.
That's I got my hand out, dude.
Can I just say one thing right now? I could not see any of your old face. All I see is your mouth. You know? But hey, I like it. No shame. I was like, I just looked over at you. And I'm like, damn, I can't
see
none
of
you.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't see none of his face except his mouth move.
I got glasses on, man. It's an early one for the bees. And I just got to keep the shades on, dude. I got to keep the shades on for now. I'm rocking that AJ Brown tighten up gear, baby. Let's tighten up one time. Yeah. What's another one we got, dude? So you got any more, man? You got any other little female problems? I know last week you were talking about how you went to the casual bar. Some lovely young couple is a little banging and grinding out, but
yeah,
pretty much halfway naked.
Yeah, that was a little weird for me. I would say another thing is kind of off of what you were saying about not interested. Let's say like this last weekend, I went out, had a drink at the same little spot I go to, you know, if I'm just catching a beer.
I gotta know you by now, dog.
Oh, yeah. I'm a regular over there for sure. Yeah. But, I mean, that's besides the point. But, you know, and then say, you know, you actually don't want to, like, talk to anybody. It's Saturday at, like, I mean, it's 4 o'clock. You know, I'm having a nice little casual watching college football. And I'm interested in a football game. I got a bunch of money on the table. I mean, I'm talking a couple racks up in the air, just floating back and forth. Don't know if I'm going to win or not. And I'm focused on the game. And, you know, not even a girl. It wasn't even a girl that came up. It was another guy. It was talking, you know, he's probably drunk. He's been drinking all day. And he's sitting there talking about his football team and shit. I'm like, bro, I don't care what you're talking to me. How do you transition to, like, leave me the fuck alone and not look like an asshole? That was another thing. And you could go guy or girl, but when you really not interested,
go guy or girl, it's gonna be the girl's position to be like, yeah, this dude won't leave me alone, because that's what usually happens.
Yeah, but
I say, are you sitting at a bar?
I'm sitting at a bar, four TVs in front of my face. I want to watch the games that are on. Guy or girl, in this case it was a guy, but it could be the same scenario with a girl, comes up talking some shit I don't really care about, and doesn't want to leave, looking for somebody to talk to, basically. How you politely say, hey, I'm not interested, or just leave me the fuck alone?
Yeah, it's tough in those situations, man. We had that going on at tailgate all the time, where this one guy comes in and just walks up to tables, and it's like, damn, dude. Like, those people just don't want to talk to you, man. It's tough when you're sitting at a bar and someone's sitting right next to you because you guys are sitting at a bar. You know what I'm saying? It's like a bar has that concept, like that unspoken rule. If you're sitting at a bar and someone else is sitting at a bar, you should be talking to the person next to you.
Yeah.
That's the rule of the bar, I feel like. You know, you end up being friends with the bartender, and whoever's sitting right next to you, you're talking to them casually. If you don't want to talk to them, man, just, I don't know, get on your phone, or just, hey, man, let's play some musical chairs, and I'm going to slide down to the left right here, my brother. Or just put in your right headphone, you know what I'm saying? Or your left one, or whatever side that he's on. Or here's a 20, man. Here's a 20. Leave me the fuck alone, dude.
All right, let's put it in the girl's. If, say, as a girl, maybe she's just not your type, not feeling her, and she stays there and tries to sit and talk to you forever, thinking, you know, she just.
I'd be dreaming at that point, man. That ain't ever happening to me, dog. You know what I'm saying? Let's throw it around here, because that ain't happening to you either, dude.
It hasn't happened to me, but I feel like that could happen to some people that actually are good looking.
Guys.
I was gonna say good looking.
Guys. Yeah, not us, dude. Say that right now. Let's flip it.
What you mean?
Actually, you know what? We can go both ways here. So if a chick that is just trying to talk to me and say I'm dreaming at this point, okay, we got that over with. I'm eating it. You know, keep feeding me. You know what I'm saying? Keep feeding me attention. Here's the 20, but get yourself some drink. Now, if it's the other side and I'm trying to talk to this chick, and chicks that sit at a bar, they eat the attention, I feel like, or they're friends with the bartender. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like best friends with the bartender or something weird like that, because no chick's kind of sitting up by herself, at least at the bar, if they're not friends with the bartender.
I was going to say, it was kind of like that one time when we went to a bar.
Bar Louie.
You will never find one girl usually just sitting by herself, unless she's waiting on somebody, her friend to come, or like you said, she's friends with the bartender or something like that. Yeah. But
it ain't happening, brother.
But okay, continue with you flipping it. You trying to go talk to that girl and say you just talking her ear off, and she.
This is what I'm gonna go up and say to the girl. Hey, first things first, I'm not fucking interested. I'm not. What is good? What's up, man? Just a friendly guy.
Are you going, if it's just you and there's two girls sitting there, are you going up to her and being like, what's good?
And I probably don't have the balls, dude. I need a wingman if I'm going one on two here. Cause if it's one on two, it just looks depressing and it just looks like I'm being a weirdo.
Maybe
you know what I'm saying? I'm going one on two. No way, no chance. You know, that's like going in the ring and fighting Muhammad Ali and Jake Paul at the same time. You know, you might have one in the bag, but you definitely don't got both.
I gotcha. All right.
What if you just handed, this is funny. I don't know why I just thought of this. I was thinking about creating business cards. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What if you just handed someone a business card that just said Hoopstar? That's
bro, it's funny. I was watching some YouTube videos. This dude actually will make like business cards like this.
Yeah.
Have a full title talking about he's a, you know, owner of a company or some phone number, everything, and hands them out to girls. And on the back it says, please don't call me.
That's funny.
But the
they'll
bitches,
do it. They'll do it.
They'll call them.
Yeah.
It is so funny, but
hey, where did you get that, man?
What?
That smile.
Come on, bro.
Okay. My name's Andy. Nice to meet you. That's it. That's the one, bro. That's the one right there. Where'd you get that? That what? That smile.
Oh, that's too funny. All right, before we bring JP and Griff on here to play some games, let's do our own trivia question for this week. I got one for you, and it's a little hard for you. I think you won't, I don't know if you'll get it. You might get it, you might not. But trivia question for this week, staying with the NBA, got a month till the season. We don't know who's going to win the NBA championship yet, but it might be a good start if you go with the team that has the most wins in NBA history. Who you got for me on that question? What team? Most wins.
Okay. Most wins. Obviously thinking Lakers. Championship. Pedigree, baby. Thinking of another pedigree team. Boston mother effing Celtics. I might even be thinking about a Philadelphia 76ers. Dr. J, where you at?
Any more guesses out there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, Lakers, Philly, Celtics, might even thinking about the Bulls is going to be my guess.
The Bulls? You're not going to go with, like, the Spurs back with Timmy D? Timmy D, what? Tim Duncan, and they put on a run for like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years right there.
Timmy D was getting smoked by the Heat, man.
Hey, there was an interview with Kevin Garnett. I don't know if you saw this, but Kevin Garnett got asked who talks the most shit on the court. Did you see this?
I did.
And he was talking about Tim Duncan, and it's not your traditional shit talk like I would do, you know, like, fuck you talking about, I got more points than your whole team type shit. But
yeah,
he was like, man, he just give me those damn next time or better let.
That's funny.
Better luck next time. There's a couple others that he said, but Tim Duncan, man.
I got to go with the Chicago Bulls, man. Got to go with the Bulls.
That's a good one. A little Michael Jordan accent. That's wrong. Of course it's wrong. You're just not good at this stuff, but
I ain't good at it, man. It's football time, man. We're betting a lot. We're trying to make a lot. Yeah. Liam, you turned 100 into 500 last week, man. I congratulate you. Your hand on being a mother effing degenerate. Hey guys, if you bet you like over-unders, shout out to Prize Picks. The boys, the ugly boys. We're ugly, man. We're sponsored by Prize Picks as an over-under daily fantasy simplified app. Pretty much you can make a lot of money off a betting app, right? Go download the app, Prize Picks, in the app store, the dark web, wherever you get your apps. And when signing up, use that promo code MAN. That's M-A-N, non-case sensitive, to support the show. First $100 you put in, they gonna match that $100, man. Up to $100, you got $200 to play with. A lot of Sunday action, a lot of Saturday action with that college, man. Bet the overs on all of these college games. Nobody can play defense out here. Prize Picks, go check them out in the App Store. Use that promo code MAN when signing up. Hit that deposit, man. All right, back part of the episode. We got the boys back. We're the ugly boys. We got the cute boys here again. It's Griff and JP behind the scenes of Man to Man. They make this Man to Man world go around. We appreciate you guys rocking and appreciate you guys coming back on. I know we made you come back on, but appreciate you doing it and giving us some time here, boys. We are going to do kind of the same thing that we did in the last episode, a little start bench cut and a little bit more trivia. Last time you guys were on, we did some face mores, couple of layups here and there. I can't remember. I think Liam took the title last week. Cool.
I was listening back to that episode, I went out of order like 3 times, I'm pretty sure. Our order was kind of fucked for a second.
It was a mess, and there were also multiple wrong answers. Shout out Terry Rozier. That wasn't him.
So. I could have had the Terry, man. I had the Terry. I don't know why I said Chris Paul on that one.
Everything's correct today, and it's easier. It won't be as messy. So,
okay. So, JP, congrats on the Clemson win. Ugly, but got the win. We smoked Texas Tech or Tennessee Tech 56-0. Wasn't even televised. So, that'll probably be our only second win of the season. A lot of football going on, boys. Tighten up one time. Let's get into it. Anything new with you guys in the past 2 weeks that you just want to shout out? Nothing.
No. Today, just, you know, reading the Titans on. It's Titans Sunday. I got my Titans jersey here. Tighten up.
Bayern's getting smoked. You don't want to pick the Titans D in fantasy, man.
Nope, he's getting another pick. Had one last week, so.
All right. Well, okay, cool. We're back at it, boys. JP, oh, no plant anymore. I like the plant, man. JP's in the he's in the homeland. He was Saturday for the boys last time we saw you. So, all right, guys, let's get into it. And instead of going start bench cut this time, we'll start with the trivia, Griff.
Let's do it. So we'll go Liam, Andy, JP. For this one. Okay. This one's pretty easy. We'll just go. You got one guess. And if you get it wrong, we'll just keep going around in a circle. All right. There are four teams in the NBA that don't have the letter S in their team name or their city. Can you name them?
So the letter S can't be in the city name or the team name. Mm-hmm. Damn. That's kind of hard to begin with.
Damn, that's a good one.
I had to come correct today.
Yeah, coming correct. The boys are coming correct, man.
Oh, man. That's, I mean, let me cycle through these real quick.
There's only 30, I'm 32 of them, so.
Yeah. Celtics, Grizzlies, Lakers, Clippers.
Can we get a time limit on this, too?
Suns. Yeah.
Okay, let's start over.
Anyone that can think of one or two, honestly.
Yeah.
Let's give like a 15, 20 second window for each of us.
Means trying to go through divisions here and I'm not.
How about I just give all you guys 2 minutes and you all work together?
I'm buzzing in. I got two. I got two.
What's up? You got two of them?
Yeah, I got two of them. So Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's correct. That's
damn, two. JP.
That's two right there.
There's two more. Yeah,
there's two.
Let's see if I can give a hint here.
I got it. Orlando Magic.
Yep.
Yes. Magic. Yes. One damn, more.
I'm going to go over here. I can't think.
It's not an animal. It's not an animal. It's my hint.
No. Damn. That's Heat. So Heat City.
You got Heat. Oklahoma Miami City. Heat, Utah Jazz, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, it's the Utah Jazz. Yeah.
Utah Jazz.
All right. So the second one, I'm excited about this one.
So JP's up right there.
JP's up. This one's good. So we're gonna list some more teams here. These are the 16 teams in the NBA with the least amount of Twitter followers. So These 16 teams have the lowest following on Twitter.
Name it 16 of these.
If you guys want to start naming, if you get it right, I'll tell you if you're right or wrong, and I'll tell you where they rank.
All right, somebody go. Somebody take this one.
I'll start. I'm gonna say the Utah Jazz for sure.
That's correct. Utah Jazz is the second least followed with only 1 million followers.
Go ahead, Andy. We'll go around and circle this one.
Team that reminds me exactly of the Utah Jazz, Denver Nuggets.
Nuggets are, yes, they are the seventh least followed.
Yeah.
I'm going Magic.
Magic is correct. They're right on the brim. They're the 16th most one. So how about if you guys miss one, you're out.
Okay.
You're all one for one right now.
I'll go the Memphis Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies, that's correct. They're the eighth least followed team.
All right. I'll go with the diehard Indiana Pacers.
Pacers 14th. So, right?
Oh. Pacers, come on, Pacers. Step it up, Pacers. Step it up.
I'm going to go Timberwolves.
Timberwolves, correct. They're the fourth least followed team. It's a good one. So you guys have three of the top four.
I'll go Sacramento Kings.
Kings are in there. They're number eight, right in the middle.
All right.
Chicago Bulls, fuck them.
Are you serious?
Oh, Andy, you're out.
Fuck!
That's one of the big market teams. What are you talking?
Famous team of all time.
What are you talking about?
No one likes the Bulls, man.
Big whiff there. All right, Liam, JP, you guys have about half of them. Let's see.
Go ahead, JP.
I guess
you said the Magic, the Pacers. The Kings, the Grizzlies, the Nuggets, Jazz, Pistons, and the Timberwolves.
kind of a lot of teams.
Small market. Think small.
I'm gonna go Blazers.
Trailblazers right on the brim there again. Yeah, 15th.
Wow.
Nice, JP. Nice, brother, my brother in Christ.
I am one of those followers, so
there you go.
Wrong, baby.
Word up.
I guess I'm gonna go. I'm wearing the shirt. I'll go Phoenix Suns. I think they might be on there.
Yeah, that's right. I was wondering if you're gonna say that. Got it. Yeah.
I'll go Thunder.
Thunder's up
They're
there.
Not on there.
They yeah, are Thunder's popular. Ooh, Thunder's so popular. Liam
takes home the
second. Well, he's got to guess one more to make it right.
That's right. Oh yeah. I guess you got to get one more.
Tennis one more. All right. Damn, that's hard. Now you put me really on the spot. I'll go Clippers, actually.
No, the Clippers are not on there.
All right, JP, overtime. Back in the game.
Sudden death.
I mean, I might have to pull up the teams because I'm running out of team names in my head.
I know they just won, but the Bucks?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Small market, yep.
Damn.
They have 1.3 million. They're the 10th least followed.
JP might take this one. I can't let JP take two. Damn it. I have no idea.
There's only four left.
Yeah, we're.
Yeah, and the four names that I don't know.
Well, yeah. just say the big one, dude.
What do you mean the big one?
The big one. Seen that one last year? Or?
I'll do the Hornets.
Ooh. Hornets, yes, that's the third least one. I was wondering when y'all were gonna get that one.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Back to JP.
Wizards.
Wizards. Yes. There's only two left. Holy damn. Shit! This is getting exciting.
Wow. What in the world?
One of these is gonna be a surprise. I, you guys are gonna be like, "What the fuck?" But
damn, now I'm cycling my brain through the map of the U.S. where some small market teams suck. Let's
Texas
go
Texas teams, man. Texas.
Yeah,
teams.
I was gonna say, I'm thinking maybe the I'll do Rockets.
The Rockets are not on there. No.
What about the Spurs? Are the Spurs on there?
Oh, Andy.
Yeah, you're out, big dog.
JP.
I like that Spurs guess. I wasn't really leaning that way, but actually, I'm going to go Pelicans.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, there's one team left. So, Liam, I think you have to get this.
No, Liam's out, right?
I'm out. Oh, JP just took it.
So JP just took it. Yeah, okay. Congrats, JP.
Thank you.
What's the
Spurs?
The only one y'all didn't get were the Brooklyn Nets. I guess because the New Jersey thing. Who knows?
That was good. I mean, they're new in their fame, I guess. Yeah. That makes sense.
New city. Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
That was an impressive boys.
That was a good question. Good past couple of questions.
Yeah.
So I got one more here. Round robin again, same thing. I want to see how many players from Australia that you all know. Current or retired. Players from Australia.
All right, I'll go first.
No, I'll go first.
Let me go first.
I've been going first the entire time.
All right, go for it.
I won't take your pick, I don't
this
think.
This one will not last as long. There's only a couple I think I'll get.
I'll go with the guy who was the torchbearer for Australia. I'll go Patty Mills.
Patty Mills, correct. Yes.
All right, so next one, right? We're switching here. Okay. JP?
I'll go Joe Ingles.
Joe Ingles, yes. It's going to get tough here in about like two or three.
No, I know it's the vlogger from last year. It's his name.
First and last name, please. We're buckling down on this one.
I mean, think about the guys that like were born in Australia too.
There's a couple really big ones we haven't touched on yet.
Yep.
Come on, man. I know this guy. I know the guy.
Like massive ones, yeah.
I know the guy from the Sixers. Come on.
Yeah, say his name. He's like went viral.
I mean, can we get some time limit on this? Come on. Because that's the only other player I really know.
Come on, Sixers.
Four, three,
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Well, the one Andy's thinking is Matisse.
Is it JP's? JP's turn?
He's right. Yeah, no. It's Liam. It's Liam.
Matisse Thybul is what I was thinking of.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead, JP.
Ben Simmons.
Correct.
Yeah.
Who Andy was thinking of?
No. I was thinking of Matisse Thybul.
Oh. Did you? Okay. Yeah. Simmons is from Australia too.
There's another. I don't know if he's from. I don't know. I'm stuck. I'm trying to think of their national team this year, and I don't remember.
4, 3.
Two, JP's gonna sweep us in trivia this week.
JP knows that, I can tell.
Yeah.
I got a couple. So Dante Exum.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
Yes, JP.
Josh Giddey just got drafted. He's Australian. Kyrie Irving's actually Australian too.
Kyrie.
Yeah.
Wait, don't forget about Dellavedova.
Yeah, Delly from Down Under.
Oh my gosh, JP sweeping the boys this week.
All right. Well, it's safe to say I think JP won that one. Also, Andrew Bogut. No one said him.
Oh yeah.
Luke Longley for the Bulls.
I don't even know who half these motherfuckers are, but yeah.
Jeez, always. Damn. I got to prepare now this next week for
trivia. I'm not ready for this.
Yeah. The boys are getting smoked by JP this week. Jeez, always. All right, JP. You done with trivia, Griff?
That's it. Good job, guys.
All right, JP, what we got next?
All right, my turn to host. Like we talked about earlier, we're going to go start, bench, cut. Just like we did last week, I got two examples for y'all. I think you'll like them. We're going to start with one that, you know, we all have spent some time in college, enjoyed ourselves. So I'm going to go start, bench, cut here. Drinking game types. So specific types of drinking games. And here are the types I have. I've got solo. So like your rage cage. You know, everybody's around the table, but you're playing for yourself. And typically there's only one loser and a lot of winners. And then I would say there's partner, classic beer pong. And then communal, like cheers to the governor, where everybody's really playing together. And I'm going to say for this, just so there's some consistency, you're playing these games at a party where you know like 50% of the people there. So you're going to be meeting new people, but at the same time, you're pretty comfortable. So that's what I'm saying for this. So I'm going to throw it over to our resident Titans fan due to his attire. I'm going to go with Andy. Start us up. What do you got? Start, bench, cut. Drinking game, solo, partner, communal.
I love this question, JP. Appreciate you appreciating me, man. Start. Right as you say that, man, I got to start beer pong. You know, me and the boy, beer pong, OG classic game. I'm not even that good at beer pong, but played basketball. We're a basketball podcast. Let me get a little shot of Ruski. Got to start beer pong. Love the beer pong. To throw on the bench, I like the communal. I like the cheers of the governor. I've actually never played that game unless it's the same game as Ring of Fire.
Not exactly the same, but it's the same general idea, yeah.
I like Ring of Fire. It gets everybody involved, but it also gets everybody involved when you're playing the solo game, right? What's the game called again?
So I had like Rage Cage. People call it like
Rage Cage.
Up. Yeah.
Rage Cage. Everyone's involved and everyone's rooting and cheering at you. There's a lot more energy. It's more hype. Got to throw that on the bench. And it's also funny because whoever loses that has to chug the whole thing in the middle, right? And it takes some talent, too. It's like beer pong takes some talent. Flip the damn cup over. Get your cup on the other person's cup. Got to put that on the bench. Communal is always a fun game, but communal's it's more of like a Thursday night or a Wednesday night when we're just chilling by the, you know, chilling in the living room, table going on, got nothing else going on. So that's my start, bench, cut. Damn, my dog just ripped ass. God damn, that stinks. All right, that's me.
Yeah. Go ahead, Griff. I guess still got to think about that. That's kind of hard for me.
Yeah. What was the third one? What would you sit? The communal?
Yeah, Andy cut. Andy's still worried about his dog.
Andy cut.
He cut communal. He said it was a Wednesday, Thursday night thing, not a party thing, which I respect. But, I'd love to hear the alternative opinions.
Yeah, I'm gonna flip-flop his start and his bench. I'm gonna start the communal drinking game. Because it's a lot of good energy. You get to like conversate with more people at once. When you're playing beer pong, it's like it's you and your partner, and then anyone else talking to you is kind of distracting. So there's more room for like conversation. It feels more like a party. I'm going to bench beer pong. When I play beer pong, it's like I'm not there to have fun. You know what I mean?
He's there to get the job done.
There to get the job done. I'm there to run the table. And it's kind of like I need everyone there to know, you know, who's running the BP table. It's usually not me. But and then the third one, third one's Flip Cup.
It's solos. Just like your solo game. Like you're playing versus everybody else.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna sit down when it feels like there's a chance for bullying.
What an inclusive man.
Yeah, so we're all about inclusivity here at MTM. So
podcast is not presented by bullying.
Yeah, not go. Presented by bullying.
I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna cut the partner game. Big one, beer pong. I'm not great at it. Everybody expects, you know, you play basketball, you expect it. You get on a beer table, everybody expects you to be good at it. Not my thing. I like to talk to people when I'm out there, meet new people. So I'm gonna actually start the solo game. I like to, if you win that, you're the talk of the room. You get to meet people that way. And you got a little pride. Everybody's like, damn, he just won. You don't get that much. I mean, you're not getting as fucked up as everybody else usually. And then I'll bench the communal, kind of like what Andy said, kind of a chiller vibe. It's not like the big room party, you know, big, I guess, idea of when I go into a room or a party, I'm not trying to, you know, have everybody in my shit and play a big game. So I think that's where I'm going to go.
I like it. Yeah. I don't really have much new to present. I would say, cause I think we actually have a pretty wide spread here, but I would say I'm starting communal just cause those are always my favorite. I love how that gets going. And then I'm going to bench partner games because I really enjoy beer pong. Like we've been talking about a lot, and that's the biggest game. A lot of partner games I really enjoy, but you can definitely be like too good at those games. And when you are, like, nobody really likes. Like, if you win, like, 10, 12 games at the pong table, like, then the tides turn.
Yeah, it's the skill cap. Yeah. Like, the skill cap is so much higher with beer pong. Like, you can only be so good at Ring of Fire or the other one you said. But, like, you can sit in your room and practice beer pong all day.
Yeah. So that's a good point, man. I like that.
And then
I get competitive with beer pong, man. Like I'm trying to win, but I think JP, like you're saying, after like the third or fourth win, like after the second or third, I'm like, all right, who's next? You know, who's next? Then the fourth and fifth, if I keep winning, I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to go talk to people now, you know?
Yeah. And nobody ever wants you to leave the table, but you're like, this is not fun anymore. So
that's true. You're on your seventh game. You're so good that like you haven't talked to anyone at the party.
Then you're like the worst person in the party.
Yeah. Like this motherfucker won't get off the pong table.
Worst time at the party.
Did he just come? Because I actually had friends like that in college too, who just thrived for beer pong. And after hearing everybody else's answers, like I would start all of these three. But I had friends in college that would be like, oh, dude, we're going to fucking run at the table tonight. I'm like, all right, man, I'm just gonna go over there and have a good time. I'm not even thinking about no damn table, dude. Yeah. I had friends that go in the party and be like, hey, we got next. I'm like, dude, we just got here, dude.
I got four from next. Oh, you got next? And you got after? Oh, I got four.
Just got here, man. Let's just go grab a drink, say what's up to everybody, and then, you know, chill. And then they're at the beer pong table the whole night. So.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. And we've already talked about it. So that would obviously just leaving me cut solo games. Although, like we've said, they're all pretty fun. Could start any of them on any given night.
I think with that, though, we're going to wrap up this episode. Can we get a good namaste from all you guys today?
Yeah, come on.
Namaste to you. Namaste.
Namaste, everybody. Only in the night. It ain't about nothing. I'm straight hustling.